Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. That's Billie Eilish. Everything I Wanted. 6:08. Some rain coming down. Some of the roads are a little slick, that's for sure. We do have some school delays, so make sure you check those out. The Big Y World Class Market Storm Center at kiss957.com. Keyword closings to see if you have school and how much it's been delayed. We're just sitting here talking about Gavin.
Yes.
Getting ready to have a baby.
Yes.
We've got a baby pool, okay? And so the baby pool is your chance to guess when Gavin's baby will be born. So we need date, weight, and sex. Because you and Kelly don't even know the sex.
We have no idea.
You want to be surprised.
We said, you know what? There's so few surprises in life like this. Everybody is just like, my mom wants to know, what's the gender? What's the gender? We got to find out. We got to know. And I'm like, no, we are going to wait. We're only, you know, a little bit of time left before the baby's supposed to be coming.
That is hysterical.
So it's going to be really cool. Well, we're surprised.
A lot of listeners are like, you got to give us, I mean, at least show us her baby bump. Because apparently by the looks of a baby bump, you can tell if it's boy or girl. So, I mean, I don't know if you can. That's like old wives' tales. So Gavin did get permission to post Kelly's baby bump on the baby pool, right?
Yeah, okay. And this one was just after Christmas. So it's like a month.
It's not that bad.
It's like a month ago.
And I love the photo.
Did you guys hear what happened to me yesterday?
What? What happened
with
to
our
you?
Boss?
What?
No.
So our boss pulled me aside yesterday after the show, and he was talking about the baby pool.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, we've gotten a few complaints on the, you know, people have called into the station about you asking about Gavin's wife's breast size.
What? You need
to
stop.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the baby.
And then he was like, well, you got to stop asking about her breast. Are her breasts tender? Are her
stop.
Breasts sore?
Well, why are you
her
asking?
Breasts no, you're not, you're, are her breasts this?
First of all, you're bringing it up on the air, so this is what needs to stay off the air.
You're extending it right
and
now.
And he was like, you got to stop if asking, like, if one boob is bigger than the other.
Well, this is not relevant
how much
questions.
They weigh. Like, he was like, I guess a lot of people are upset, so I will not be asking any more boob questions.
Okay. I appreciate that.
After that rant, there's no more breast
now,
talk.
Starting now.
Starting right now.
Yeah.
But if you would like to see the baby bump, it's like a beautiful picture that Gavin took.
Yeah.
It really looks like a professional photo.
Oh, thanks.
Check out Kelly's baby bump and get in on the action with Gavin's baby pool. Right now, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Hey, it is 6:50, the weather. Spotty rain, temps in the upper 30s to low 40s. It's time for good news. Maybe your kids have a school delay today, and that's good to you. I'm guessing it's probably not, but it doesn't matter what your good news is. If you've got something to share, we'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570. I've got good news. I've seen this story a couple times now, and I'm so excited. Good news, if you're thinking about adopting a dog, Coors Light covering dog adoption fees this month.
Really?
Right up until February 21st, all you have to do is text a photo of the receipt showing what you paid at the shelter for your new dog. Coors will pick up to $100.
That's pretty cool.
That's
which
awesome.
Is awesome. And here's the text. Text Coors 4K9. That's Coors 4K9 to 28130. And of course, all the info will be on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. I just love it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's my good news.
Awesome.
Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, I'm sure Walmart Jeff is probably all over this. You're Irish, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And you know, it's never too early to start celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Well, It is kind of too early because you celebrate it in March.
No, I mean, you got to
start. You can start early if you're really Irish.
I mean, if you're really Irish, you got to really gear up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? Well, McDonald's is gearing up as well because they are bringing back the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know this, but it's been gone for 3 years.
Has everybody had one in here?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What? I've never had one either.
Though.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, they're minty, they're refreshing, they're delicious. Are you serious?
I feel like it would be really good with vodka, but I don't know.
No.
Or rum, no?
Oh, well, that sounds probably good. Rum, but yeah, put a little whipped cream on there. So it's the Shamrock Shake will be back starting February 19th, and they also have this year an Oreo Shamrock Shake as well.
Wow.
So that sounds pretty cool. So look out for the Shamrock Shake starting February 19th.
All right, Walmart Jeff, bring us some good news. Then don't shake your head.
No.
Don't do it then. Don't. You'll be left out. We don't need you.
This is actually sad news.
Then
so this
why do it?
In Sonoma Valley, California, there was a little mix-up at one of the wineries.
Okay.
Somebody forgot to close the door to one of the machines that, you know, mixes up the wine.
Yeah.
And 97,000 gallons of wine spilled into a nearby river.
I don't know if that's necessarily good or bad.
I don't know either. It's
kind of
sad.
That's some really tasty river water.
There are a lot of big...
Like, Let's go tubing, honey. It's a perfect day.
Grab a wine glass.
I would love to go tubing in red wine. I think that's good news. Share your news, 860-247-9570. Not all bad, no. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning, Courtney. It's Julie Cesaro. How are you?
Hey, Julie. I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
East Haven, Connecticut.
Well, welcome to the show, Julie. Do you have good news for us?
I do. 16-year-old Peter Cesaro is on a billboard in Times Square all weekend as the next big thing with his music.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is that your son?
Woo! Yes, it is.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
He's got wow. He's got a lot of new music coming out, and I'm super excited about the promotion.
How did he get on this billboard in New York City?
He models for Fashion Week, and he hooked up with this really cool group with Bound by the Crown. He's walking in two shows tomorrow, and he's performing at the Influencers Party at the Palace Hotel tomorrow night at 7.
Oh, my gosh. That's I got amazing. The chills. I'm so excited for you and your son.
Okay, perfect. Love you all.
Do you have good news? Share it, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff and Gavin getting ready for second date update.
Yeah.
Every weekday at this time we do it. If you make a connection on a first date, but for some reason you don't get called for a second date, you need answers, you call us, we get answers. That simple. We're going to South Windsor this morning. Melissa is on the line and apparently had a great first date. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So, I obviously, you know what Second Date Update is all about. Eventually, we're going to call your date and find out why you're getting ghosted. But you need to tell us about this date.
Yeah, this guy, Ian, he's super cute. I found him really, attractive. I thought we had a good time. We went to a brewery.
Okay.
We got along. I don't know. I felt like there was definitely a connection, but I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, that's
so
a bummer. So and
yeah.
you found him to be attractive.
Oh, yeah, I was very attracted to him. I mean, it felt like it was mutual, too.
A little bit of flirting going on, Melissa?
I think so. I mean, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Okay. So you thought it was a good date. There was an instant connection or at least an attraction, good conversation.
Yeah.
Did he mention anything at the end of the date, like, I'll call you for a second date, or you just think it was just a good date and you're wondering why he hasn't called?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the date went well, and I don't know. It seemed like there was definitely mutual attraction. I mean, I guess he didn't, like, promise to call, but it's confusing that he hasn't.
Okay.
Me, anyway.
Right. You get that feeling. You kind of want him to call you, and you kind of felt like the feeling was mutual.
You get the feeling. You get the feeling.
No?
All right.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, this is what we do. We're going to call Ian. I mean, I'm just going to let him know. You know, we just want him to be honest. We're going to tell him he's on the radio and that he, you know, went on this great first date. I'm just going to ask him point blank why he hasn't called you. Are you okay with the answer?
Yeah.
She sounds sweet. What a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
She's got a sexy voice. Okay, hold on.
Well, that's the sevens in this phone number.
Don't Sixes. Think you're going to get it.
She's got it.
I get confused by numbers and, oh, shoot. There we go. Following along. There we go. Oh, good. All right, it's ringing. Hang tight, Melissa.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Ian there?
This is he.
Hey, Ian, it's Courtney.
What's up? It's Walmart Jeff.
And Gavin.
We're calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio, Ian. Good morning.
Yeah, what's going on?
All right. Well, Ian, I don't know if you're familiar with our show, but we have something called Second Date Update, where if somebody goes on a first date, they have a great time, they make a connection, but they never hear from that person again for a second date. Yeah, they want answers, we get answers. And so, Ian, you're on Second Date Update. That's why we're calling you.
Okay.
All right. So I will fill you in, and I really just ask for you to be honest. Sometimes honesty is the best policy. Melissa called us. She said she had a great date with you. You took her to a brewery. She thought there was an instant connection. She was attracted to you. She said you were very funny and just nice. And she felt that there was a connection. She's wondering why you haven't called for a second date.
Yeah. Well, Melissa was kind of, I'm sorry to say it, but she was really whack. Her attitude was just bad.
Well,
all she did was complain during the date,
okay.
saying how, like, She didn't want to go to this bar because it smelled. She didn't like drinking beer because it made her feel bloated. I was like, all right, you want to go somewhere else? And she's like, oh, it's not good enough. And it's too high maintenance.
Well, thank you for being honest. But it was a completely different experience than Melissa had. You're saying, Ian, that she complained the whole time and it's just she seemed high maintenance to you?
Yeah, it was just too much drama and I'm just a chill dude and I don't know.
Right.
I mean, she's attractive. She's really good looking, but there's a lot of good looking girls out there with less, you know, neuroses.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have to be mean. Maybe. All right. Melissa's been listening. And Melissa, he says you're complaining.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ian. That's obviously you're not familiar with Second Date Update.
Yeah, we forgot to tell you that.
He's listening in.
Hi. Yeah. No, I'm so confused. Like, I know, like, there were, like, some things. I thought they were, like, funny. I didn't think of it as, like, complaining. I thought it was funny. You know, I thought, like, they were, like, funny moments. I mean, there were things about the brewery I didn't like, but I liked you. I don't know.
All right.
It felt, like situationally funny, but I don't know. I didn't realize, like, I was complaining too much, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't seem like you were joking. It just seemed like you were just, you know, and also you were giving, like, the bartender a hard time, and that's, like, a guy I know because I go there a lot. Hmm. It was just weird.
Hard time. Okay. I think we're viewing it differently, but I mean, it's good to know now, I guess, that you find that high maintenance.
I don't know. I mean, I have no problem with you. It's just that, I guess, it's just two different.
Okay.
Just two different people.
You thought she was high maintenance. She thought it was a great date. I don't. Usually we offer to pay for a second date, but I feel like we're probably better off not at this point.
Yeah, probably not.
Right, because honestly, there's nothing wrong with Ian. You want to hang out at a dirty brewery and slam some beers, and Melissa may want to go to, like for me, a vodkery if they made them, or a winery. So it's just two.
Vodkery.
Might be, I don't even know if they have
that's
those.
That's one of Courtney's dreams, by the way.
They had a vodkery, I'd be in. Maybe you guys are just a little too different on that, okay? So I appreciate you being honest, Ian, and I hope you're okay with your answer, Melissa.
Yeah, it's fine.